This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Lebanon's leadership faces growing rage after a massive explosion laid waste to large parts of central Beirut, with security forces firing tear gas at demonstrators overnight. This as international leaders call for reform. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the latest.
Protesters clash with police as they try to approach government buildings in the center of the city. Police respond with tear gas, dispersing the crowd. Tensions are high following Tuesday's devastating explosion that killed at least 130 people. Many Lebanese blame the disaster on the country's political elites, accusing them of corruption and mismanagement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dozens are still missing after Tuesday's explosion at the port that injured 5,000 people and left up to 250,000 homeless. U.S. President Donald Trump is predicting a COVID-19 vaccine might be ready by this year's election, less than 90 days away. The scientific community, including prominent infectious disease experts such as Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, however, expects that none of the numerous vaccine candidates now undergoing human trials will be ready until the end of the year or early 2021. Meanwhile, in an interview with VOA, Dr. Fauci says the world will never be able to eradicate the new coronavirus that has infected 19 million people globally. But he says there will be enough vaccine if everything turns out to be successful. India, the country hardest hit in Asia by the coronavirus pandemic, reported on Friday a record daily jump in infections, taking its total number of cases over 2 million. For more on COVID-19, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. White House officials and Democratic leaders in the U.S. Congress concluded a long negotiating session Thursday, saying they had made progress on several coronavirus aid provisions of legislation, but still have deep disagreements. AP's Mike Rossio reports a deal is not imminent.
Frustration was evident from both sides after 3 hours of negotiations on Capitol Hill failed to produce a breakthrough pandemic relief package Thursday. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
There's a handful of very big issues that we are still very far apart.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Republicans want a trim package.
When they said a skinny proposal, it was anorexic. And it was not to meet the needs of the American people.
The White House says President Trump is prepared to use executive orders to address some elements of the congressional package involving evictions and jobless benefits. Mike Gracia, Washington.
New York's Attorney General is looking to put the National Rifle Association out of business. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Letitia James says the NRA's long felt it's invincible, but an 18-month probe revealed brazen illegality, with the organization breaking nonprofit rules along with state and federal laws, like diverting millions of dollars for lavish personal trips. She's suing the NRA in Manhattan.
We are seeking an order to dissolve the NRA in its entirety.
At the White House.
That's a very terrible thing that just happened.
President Trump defending the NRA, which in turn is countersuing the Attorney General, setting the stage for a drawn-out legal battle. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The monthly jobs report for July is due out later today. AP Shelley Adler has a look at what we can expect.
Many economists are expecting a disappointing monthly jobs report, including Bankrate.com senior economist Mark Hamrick.
While we did see some reasonably robust hiring in the month of June with nearly 5 million jobs added, according to the Labor Department, most economists do not expect anything like that here for the month of July. In fact, there are probably fewer than 2 million.
And what about the unemployment rate?
In June, that was 11.1%, still historically high. Economists think that that could slip to 10.5% in July.
Even with July's expected gain, barely 40% of the jobs lost to the coronavirus have been recovered. Shelley Adler, Washington.
President Trump has issued executive orders banning any U.S. transactions with ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns video sharing app TikTok, and Tencent, owner of the WeChat app, starting in 45 days. The orders come as the Trump administration says it is stepping up efforts to purge untrusted Chinese apps from U.S. digital networks. This is VOA News.